Today's date is July 6, 2017. I am visiting with Doug Campbell this morning. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, John.
I'm back with you to follow up on our interview from June 23, 2016, and we are again in the offices here of Campbell Design in Tulsa. A year ago, we talked about your diagnosis of ALS and how it was affecting you then, and you're very gracious to talk about the progression of the disease. Let's talk about your type of ALS. Are there two types?
Basically, yes. Limb onset and bulbar onset. And the limb onset is what I was diagnosed with.
To this date, how long have you been living with ALS?
2.5 years since I really became cognizant of what was going on. I was starting to fall. My left leg was starting to drag, which would cause me to trip over thresholds or steps or whatever, and that's when it began, as I realized there's an issue.
I was reading 30,000 Americans are affected with this disease, and they say about 5,000 new cases in the United States each year.
I've heard that figure, yes.
And I didn't realize that ALS strikes in midlife, and men are about 1.5 times more likely to have the disease as women.
Well, that's been my observation as well. Although there are quite a few women I know that have been affected by it through our local ALS support group.
Yeah. I've taken the transcript from our interview a year ago and talking about your legs. You said, then I noticed within the last 3 or 4 months, my right leg was becoming affected. So I had to quit driving because we use our right leg for driving. So I had to quit driving, relying on the kindness of friends. Let's talk about your legs today.
Well, I'm in a wheelchair, power wheelchair, and, you know, I can't even move my legs in bed to readjust or anything, so they're pretty much completely gone.
You've commented to me about the urge to want to stretch your legs.
Yes. One of the things I realized recently, how much I miss walking because you'd stretch your legs at that time, so I do lift my legs up in the power chair and stretch them just so I have some function there as far as reflexes and so forth.
So that's a major progression in your legs.
Yes.
Because a year ago you were sitting at this table, and I'm not sure if you were able to get up by yourself then or not, but
it was a struggle, but yes, I could still.
Yeah.
With a walker.
Then you said a year ago, my left arm is much weaker than it used to be, and typing is an issue. I can point a finger on my left hand, but that's really all, so I use my right hand and point with my left hand to try to type on a keyboard. So describe your arms now a year later.
Well, my left arm is completely immobile, and my right arm is almost that way. Really, the only function that I have is I can move my right arm some, and I can use my right thumb to hit the button on my phone or a few minor things, but the days of keyboard activity are long gone.
And affects your eating, obviously.
Yes, I have to be fed.
Is that humiliating?
I haven't found it to be that way. I've heard people ask if that's the case, and I thought a lot about it, and no one really seems to care, and if they don't, you know, I don't care. It's what it is. It's the way my life is now. It's just the way it is. I've got some wonderful caregivers that do a great job.
Has this progressed faster this past year than you thought it would?
Not necessarily. Progression is very interesting in ALS. I have known people that were diagnosed a year ago and are already gone. I know other people I know personally. A lady in our support group that was diagnosed 14 years ago. She's in a wheelchair, but she still has her voice. She still has her ability to eat without a feeding tube and so forth. So it progresses very differently in people. It also plateaus sometimes, and you just don't know. There's not any science to this particular disease.
So the two types of ALS do not necessarily determine the length of life.
Bulbar, you go much quicker.
Meaning that attacks the lungs.
It attacks the lungs and the throat, and it seems to result in a faster progression.